Tony. I remind you all, since we're wearing masks, please speak loud and clearly. Dominic has asked me to read a short notice because he cannot be here tonight for medical reasons. He wants to remind everyone that the Bindlestiff Circus will be performing on the 21st at the Hudson High School. It's a project partly sponsored by the Hudson Tourism Board, and it's at 2, 4, and 6, and he's particularly concerned that you know that at 4 o'clock there will be a sign language interpreter, and that's free, by the way. Okay. Before we go on, I'll also mention that you'll see later tonight that we will approve the purchase of the equipment we need to live stream visually future meetings, and so that'll hopefully go into effect next month if we can get it set up and working in time. And that certainly will apply to all council meetings and all council related meetings, which is to say the Tourism Board, the Conservation Advisory Commission, and all our committee meetings. The other, of course, planning, zoning, and preservation are not under our jurisdiction, so they'll, I guess, make their own arrangements somehow. Although I assume the equipment will be available to them as well. Okay. So can I have a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes of July 12th and 22nd and place them on file? An introduction, please. Dewan, a second, please. Ryan. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion carries. Okay, we have a bunch of communications, including one that's not in your packet. It has been added. I skipped something. I need a motion to place the committee reports on file as well. Can I have Ryan introduction and a second, please? Shersha. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion carries. Okay, moving on to communications. We have one communication in regards to the potential use of the Hudson, the former library, for a new city hall. And then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, including the one on your desk, all expressing support for the good cause eviction law that will be on our agenda tonight. Can I have an introduction to receive these communications? Ryan, a second. Tiffany beat you to it, Jane. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion carries. Okay. Moving right along. We have the bills for tonight. Any questions? I'm sorry, can you speak a little louder, please?
Hinman
is one of our attorneys. That's Hinman Straub is our labor attorney.
CHY LLC.
Where are we here? That, I believe.
That's
the accounting firm for the audit.
$10,000.
Our accounting firm for the audit, correct. Not really. Nope. Okay.
Wait, what
Hab?
That's where he works.
That's what
I can read it better, the board can do it.
It's that company down on Power Avenue.
Is it a water meter, the city?
No, the parking meter, they were the battery company did it.
Let's see. Okay, can I have an introduction, please, to pay the bills? Someone. Ryan. Can I have a second, please? Jane. Can I have a roll call vote, please, Tracy?
Alderman Kariga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Nizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Present DPHR.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, before we get to the resolutions, we're going to have a short presentation. The presenter is here to ask for our support in a application being made to the state. Mike Tucker is here. Could you explain what you're asking for?
Evening, members of the council, president. The New York State Office of Community Renewal has an economic development grant program in support of new jobs. The program runs approximately $15,000 per new job for purchase of equipment that would be used in a new business. At the county level, we have done two projects, one at the Hudson Valley Creamery and one at the Clock Estates Distillery, where the developer was able to obtain funding from the state with federal dollars for these projects. The way it works is the developer identifies the estimate of full-time equivalent 40-hour per week jobs, and if they do not, they have a five-year window where they have to maintain those jobs or they have to give some of the money back. It is a state program, and we have been approached by Renew Brewery.
Return Brewery.
Apologies. And they have requested assistance. And this program can only be accessed by municipal entities. The application is filed by the applicant, which is a municipality. In this case, it can either be the city or the county. County asks, it comes to the city first, courtesy to see if to participate. What's being requested today is to authorize the mayor to submit an application on behalf of this project. That only means that the application will be submitted, reviewed by the state, and if granted, a contract will be drafted by the state and sent to you for review to determine whether you really want to go forward with authorizing this grant. What the county has done is they have then contracted with Columbia Economic Development to administer the grant. Doesn't cost the city anything or the county. It comes right out of a fixed fee that's set by the state in the grant agreement. And then we then subcontract with the developer, and then we end up managing the grant program and administering the reporting requirements over the five-year period. It's a very good program, and this organization well thought out, a good business plan, and if you'd like to introduce yourself and sure, give a brief overview of your project and your organization.
Absolutely. So my name is Mikey Linnane. I'm co-founder of Return Brewing. I passed out a small packet. Did everyone get one? You guys over there, should I grab you one?
Yeah.
All right, 1 second. Sorry. So I'm just going to tell you a bit about who we are, what we're trying to do, and some of the good things that we're trying to do. Cool, so first a little bit about me. I grew up in Kentucky. I graduated from CA in 2008. I started working at Six Point Brewery down in Brooklyn around 8 years ago. I was a blogger and a keg washer to start. And I worked my way through some marketing, some sales roles, and eventually ended up as product development and beer taster. That's one part. Yeah, so we've got a pretty well-balanced team of four founding members covering graphic design, sales, brewing, quality, finance, business. We also have a brewmaster consultant, Eric Bosley, who came from Trillium and Six Point Brewing as well. If you want to check out the next page there, we've got a restaurant component to our project, and my uncle, Rick Orlando, will be the chef, who you may know from New World Home Cooking, Bistro Bar, all that. You can check out the basics page here, just a little bit about what we're doing. So we're going to be starting over on 726 Columbia. Right now, we're brewing in partnership with Crossroads Brewing in Catskill. Our first beers are set to launch next month. But in the meantime, we're building out a tap room, production facility, beer garden, and restaurant over on Columbia Street. In terms of business model, we're going to be wholesaling some beer for the Crossroads down in New York City. We're going to be self-distributing around this area. We're going to build an innovation center over here, so a small batch production facility, and do kind of crazy, innovative sort of beers over there. Next page is why Hudson. So obviously I grew up in the area, and this is something I wanted to do for a long time. It's just really great to see that kind of the appetite for good beer is strong enough that we can justify the business decision to come back here. Obviously, beautiful, thriving downtown, transit access. I've been amazed at all the local businesses to work with. We're already in partnership with, in talks to about 7 local farms to work with. And obviously, this is a cultural hub, so art, music, food, and drink is really great spot to be. But I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I also wanted to quickly talk about some programming ideas that we have. So we're working with an ALA accredited librarian to set up some library-style programming at the firm. So on days that we're not brewing, tap room, we can host these pay-what-you-want events for the community to make sure that we aren't an exclusionary space, we're a real community space. So these could be, I've written out some examples here, like grow your own food, clothing and heirloom preservation, bookbinding, beer professional workshops, but we want to work with the local community to see what people would want, and then kind of go from there. I'm also working with some local folks like Sloop and Marquita Bradshaw, who spearheaded their Open Waters program, which is all about diversity in the industry, and trying to get, you know, some of the underrepresented folks into the industry. Yes? Oh, okay. Last bit here is engaging the local business community. So another thing we're trying to do is work with farms. So one way that we're going to do that is we're building out a fruit processing lab. So what you see with most breweries is that they're working with a handful of middlemen producers that are amalgamating fruit from across the country. Because they have the wherewithal to process it. So what we're looking to do is actually be able to go to our local farms, work directly with them, process the fruit ourselves, and then really, really keep it all local and make some beers that you can only have in house.
Okay, thank you. And you'll see later on we have a resolution supporting this application. Okay, let's start with the resolutions on our desk from last week. The first resolution is in support of the Clean Slate Act. Any further conversation? Can I have a roll call vote, please, Tracy?
Alderman Griega.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Nizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Yes.
A question to the gentleman after his presentation.
Okay.
What's your name again?
Mike.
Mike?
Yeah.
So, it's a beautiful presentation, wonderful idea. That's what the main thing that we need when we said his job. And I heard you speak about collaborating with other restaurants.
So I would like to connect with you also because we have other businesses out here that are not in a restaurant, but they do serve food.
That'd be great.
So I would like to introduce you.
Yeah. Let me grab you a card.
Okay, moving right along. The next resolution is the settlement that Jeff explained last week. Any other questions? A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Griega.
I can't hear you, Melvin.
Yes, sir.
Which resolution?
It's
settlement of the city versus Main Street Assurance Company.
Halloran?
Aye.
Musen?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sarr?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution, which is unofficially called the Eileen Halloran resolution, is moving our meetings officially from 7 to 6 p.m.
That way I can push the debate that's not okay.
Mm-hmm. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Griega.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Musen.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution is to buy the equipment we need to live stream our meetings, and the slight change was changing it. Instead of coming from the hospitalization line, it'll be coming from the ARPA line, which I can't remember what that stands for, but it's, government...
American Rescue Act.
American Rescue Act. Thank you, Jeff. What's your question?
I didn't understand what you were saying.
Remember last time we had a...
She wasn't here.
Oh.
That's probably why. Originally it said that the money was going to be coming from the hospitalization line. Instead it's coming from the American Rescue Act.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Did we vote on that yet?
No, we need an introduction
in
a second because it was a...
Oh, because it's revised. Okay. Can I have an introduction, please? Because we revised it. Ryan, a second. Dewan, a roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Griega.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Musen.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next was a budget transfer to cover the Volunteer Firefighter Service Award, which we do every year. Can I have any other questions? A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Griega.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Musen.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution is to pay our fee accountant for their work on the update document. Any further questions? A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Griega. Halloran.
Abstain.
Musen.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
The next, resolution is accepting a donation from Marianne Harris to the Senior Center. A roll call vote, please.
I don't have any resolutions and they were not in my mailbox.
Well, that's because they were last week. They should be in your mailbox. It's accepting a $50 donation to the Senior Center. Roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Kariga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Nizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sauer.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Before we go on to the new ones, I just want to bring up this one question to you all that we can talk about at some point. Whether you think there's interest in, you know, there's been an issue about the church bells ringing through the night. Well, there is a possibility that, well, there's a, we've gotten some, I'm sorry, what? No. We've gotten some estimates for a device that would allow it to be turned off during the night. But it's expensive. It's roughly around $6,000. So the question is, in the future, do you think this is an expenditure the council should make? Just think about it for now. We can talk about it when we go to new business at the end. And Michael Hoffman will explain it. What? The Presbyterian Church.
So it would just suppress the sound.
That's right, Michael? It just suppresses the sound for the night.
The cost would be for a new mechanical piece as well as a master clock that would allow there to be timed silencing of the bells.
So we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
That's our new resolutions. Hold on one second. I got it wrong. Okay. Yeah. The first of the new resolutions is authorizing the mayor to sign a contract. Wait a second. I've got mine out of line here. Here we go. No? One second. I'm sorry, hold on. Yes, okay, with Unity Now. Okay, why is this? Oh, I see. Okay, so the first resolution is authorizing contract with Unity Now up to $4,500 for the work he will be doing. And he will be serving, this is Shaheem, will be serving at a rate of $25 per hour. Can I have an introduction? Tiffany, a second, please. Shersha, any conversation? This will be, of course, for probably his help with streaming the meetings and the hour, as it's called.
Tom, would that be in effect next month?
I hope so. I mean, I'm assuming, Michael, do you know if they're easy to acquire?
I think the equipment will be purchasable very quickly.
So, oh, good. So
September is.
Assuming, and you know, Michael's young, so he'll figure out how to do all this stuff easily.
We just have to show up. Yeah.
That's right. Okay, roll call vote, please.
Alderman Kariga. Halloran.
Aye.
Nizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sauer.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution recognizes an unusual day for Arbor Day because they missed the real one, you know, the national one. So they want to celebrate it in October, and the Conservation Advisory Council has all kinds of things planned for October. Can I have an introduction, please? Ryan, Dewan, a second. Any questions? Tiffany.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth we have the Common Council supposed to pick out the spots or just to see.
Now, the Conservation Advisory Council council will be identifying the spots. You're welcome to, you know, give them your input. But they've been working hard to, you know, identify spots in all five wards.
Has anybody in the council heard from anyone from the CAC?
Generally about this, yes. They seem on it, but...
No, I'm not asking if they're on it. I know they're on it. I'm asking, have any of you heard from them about planting a specific tree?
Personally, I trust they know.
Can I have a roll call vote, please, Tracy?
Sorry, I have Alderman Sarwar for introduction. The second.
Oh, who seconded it? I think Ryan seconded it.
Ryan? Thank you.
Is the other hand?
No, he's opposite.
You have to speak loudly, folks. I can't hear anyway. It was the other way around, Ryan and Dorn. Roll call vote, please.
Alderman Griega.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Meson.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution authorizes the mayor to sign a contract amendment with Passport Labs. They process our parking tickets. This is just an updated contract of an already existing contract.
Is this costing us any more money?
I do not believe so.
No.
I think this is the one where if you get a parking ticket, it costs you money.
Okay, can I have an introduction, please? Dewan, a second. Second, someone? Malachi. Roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Griega.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Meson.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution authorizes a budget transfer to provide a citywide IT service plan. This is with Joe Vining. He's one of the few providers locally. And this is, as you can see, it's for all the users of computers in the city system.
This is building off of what you and Heather were talking about stepping up on cybersecurity stuff.
Yes, this is exactly that. This is, you know, it's a full range of services that this will provide.
Great.
Can I have an introduction? Ryan, and a second. Eileen. Barring any questions, a roll call vote, please.
Alderman Griega. Halloran.
Aye.
Meson.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution is related to the presentation we saw tonight, and this is to support the application that the Return Brewing Project is applying for to the New York State CDBG funds. An introduction? Eileen, a second? Jane, a roll call vote, please.
Alderman Griega.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Meson.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
I'm not a fan of brewery, beer, that sort of thing, but you can promise you can bring some jobs into this city. I'm a huge fan of that.
You got it.
Wallace?
I'm going to echo what Malachi said. If this brings jobs in and it's local jobs, then aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
So the next resolution are a group of transfers in the from DPW in the various funds. Can I have an introduction, please? Eileen, a second from Tiffany. Any questions? A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Kariga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Nissan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Present DPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Now, the next resolution is to authorize the mayor to apply for our own CDBG grant. And Michael, could you describe a little bit what this is for?
Sure. Basically, the application is to provide funds to support the rehabilitation of owner-occupied housing units, specifically targeted at low-income families who own properties in the city with significant code violations. The grant would come to the city would administer the program or contract someone else to administer the program and then pay out so that renovations can be made to those homes. Yeah.
Tiffany, question?
How would the property owner be identified? Is that communicating with the council? Is that communicating with council members? Is that going through code enforcement? Is there a combination of code?
So we'll be issuing a call for interested participants, and that those applicants will come through the mayor's office and through our grant writer consultants, and we will sort through those applicants when the time comes if we receive the funds.
That's when are you expecting possibly receiving the funds?
Well, the application is due towards the end of the month. I am not sure of the timing of the award announcement, but we would receive the funding in 2022.
Thank you.
John?
Generally in favor of this, I would think if we partner with the different organizations or companies to do the construction management that goes through, rather than who we should partner with, I would be very much in support of that. To quote, broaden the net for other operators.
We're not eliminating them, right?
But that's that's to be discussed, but broadening the net to other operators would be good.
Yeah. I accept that instead of just centralizing power in one, we can actually say who it is that's coming in and get paid to do the work.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A question.
Yeah.
Did I understand you say that these are owner-occupied homes?
The primary focus will be owner-occupied. However, we can specify in the application that we can do rental units as well.
I think we should stay focused on owner occupied because there's been an extreme amount of different organizations and programs and government funding for renters. Mm-hmm. Whereas we're leaving property owners on the edge of possibly selling their property for all sorts of reasons besides code violation.
Malachi?
We can also include sidewalks.
No.
No, this is for interior locations. Yeah.
Interior. Okay. Thank you.
So, I just like to endorse Tiffany's remarks about
property owners.
Sorry. Whatever it was you said. I
just, have an introduction?
And I think deserves, I'm sure.
No. Okay. Can I have an introduction, please? Tiffany, a second. Go on. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Kariga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Nissan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Present DPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay. We move on to some laws that we are considering. The first law, again, Yeah.
I only have one local law.
Well.
I only have a copy of one local law.
Yeah, it's in your last month's packet. For the bicycle, yeah. What's that?
That'd be right here. What's last month?
Everybody has a document?
You got it last month.
You got it? I got last week.
Last month?
Last month.
Last month.
Yeah, last month. Everybody has a memo. Well, but some of these infractions are memorable.
Okay, it, just to remind you, it's not a very complex law, it just eliminates a number of issues concerning registration of bicycles and makes registration optional. So I first need a motion and a second to approve the law. Tiffany, Dewan, a roll call vote, please.
Alderman Kariga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Nissan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye. Now, these other laws were mostly just voting to lay on your desk. The first is what we discussed last week about parking meters, because we're getting new stickers and we want to take away
Thursday night,
Five to nine from the stickers, because that is no longer when meters are enforced. As this law nicely puts it, they are an anachronism that is no longer.
Enforcing hours.
I'm sorry, what?
What are the enforcing hours?
Nine to five. Okay, so I need a introduction, Ryan, and a second to put this on your desks. Second someone? Tiffany. This next local law about eating and drinking establishments, it turns out that we want to discuss this a little further at this coming legal committee. To reconcile it with what's already been passed, but this is not to in any way not push this forward. It just needs a little more work. So it's going to come to the legal committee, and by then it should be back on our agenda for next month. That's definitely true.
Right, it's the idea that basically this wouldn't just be for R4, it's 5, 6, 7, 8, because as I understand
it,
the hierarchical way that the zoning laws work is that it's the preceding zone gets the benefits of the, or the following zone is the one the benefits of the preceding one. So if you change for R4, you could be making changes that could be argued for 5 and onward.
That's possible.
You raise a good point, and there are other issues
with
the two that we have to look at.
Yeah, there are a bunch of.
But that is one that is.
Yeah, but there'd be a way under what's existing. If there's other opportunities that are on the table you want to see.
Okay. That's the whole point of creating these opportunities that once were, and creating things that. Be back in place again today. It's we talk about it over and over and over and over and over, and every year nothing gets done.
Right. Well,
we have a whole excuse.
And the whole point, if we're going to create opportunities and we have the power to do so, then let's just do it. It's the power of the pen.
There might be a quicker way.
We're talking about, absolutely, and I support that. But what I'm saying is, as I mentioned numerous times, we have businesses on Warren Street that we constantly support, new businesses that come, that comes to City Hall looking for support. And we're looking for support off Warren Street.
I imagine there are a number of ways to make that happen.
And if you see throughout this summer and last summer with the height of COVID, there's so many entrepreneurs here, and they don't have the means to have a storefront. But that shouldn't mean that we should limit their opportunities.
It's possible. We have a local law that was introduced 2 years ago, or 3 years ago now, that we never brought up, or an amendment actually, that could work faster than
correct. Right, and the point is, the point about bringing it to the legal committee is to reconcile the two,
right.
The two laws.
But also, if we should still examine it to see maybe it does make sense to open it up everywhere in a small city, maybe we should actually
right. Right.
It's a tipping point. So.
But that's why looking at jeopardizing the whole problem, looking at it.
But if we do move, we can move faster on this one law that we introduced, I think it would really satisfy the current.
Yeah.
And we will. We most certainly will. So the next law is to prevent evictions without cause. Where is it here? Here it is. Can I have an introduction? Hold on 1 second.
Go ahead. So one comment.
Introduction, second first, and then we'll have comments.
Introduction.
Second.
Tiffany, John. Yes, Jane.
I'd like to discuss this in the legal committee because I've got some real concerns about it, and I don't think it's been fully vetted and fully thought through. And we got last week on our desk, and in the ensuing week, I got a chance to really study it.
Mm-hmm.
And as it's written, I think it needs review from the legal committee, which when this was drafted was not in effect. And so now it's been properly restored, and I think the legal committee needs to review this before we take action on it.
Did you have a, thank you, Jane.
I just want to add, I think we can make it much stronger in protection for tenants. One thing that's missing from this for me, and maybe it is for legal committee, is the idea of, and we've talked about this before, that's been noted as a problem, when people come in and buy multifamily homes and convert back into single family homes, what that does in terms of taking inventory off the market in that aspect, because there's no penalty for the buyer in that case, and that hurts the tenants even more, because what you're basically saying is if we're giving permissions for buyers to be able to do that, the tenants are already then going after a much more confined and smaller pool that's out there.
That is absolutely something that should be considered when this bill, or when this proposed law goes before the legal committee.
I think that can be separate from
the law. Yeah.
One at a time.
Well, perhaps, but I just think that that's one of the issues.
Because I think the law is actually pretty straightforward. I mean, for the law debated in many fines, but I mean, basically, it's saying that a tenant should have a day in court, if that's some sort of representation, is pretty clear.
Yeah.
I think what you're saying is another side that we could look at.
If this can be stronger, I want to make sure it is stronger for the tenants.
I think it is stronger. We can create other laws around it to make it, to strengthen it. But this law is important to be passed now. It protects both tenants and landlords. But most importantly, you know, as John stated, this they will have their day in court. We have people right now, I don't know, and I'm not discrediting anyone here on this common council, but I don't know what you all deal with your constituents, but I get phone calls consistently about illegal evictions. Even during this pandemic with the moratorium put in place, people have been locked out of their apartments, doors or key locks changed, where they had to break in the windows to get in the apartment to receive their items. You know, and it's still going on today, where I have called and reached out to several landlords
about what is happening. So this is the reason why this law is written. And it's not taking away from your comments and what you would like to see, but this is why it needs to be passed. It is straightforward. It's so that backdoor evictions are not happening. You know, you have tenants that are not aware of their rights, right? So when you have a landlord that's saying you have to get out or having their maintenance or their staff come while you're not home and bag up your things and lock the door, what do you need to do? I'm just giving an example to you of what I deal with in my constituents. What are they to do? Especially if they don't know their rights. This is why a law like this in place will force the landlord to have to go to court to show and prove a good cause for eviction. That's all.
It doesn't actually do that, but okay.
This is an extremely important piece of legislation.
Hold on a second. Jeff, did you want to contribute?
I just want to correct something you're saying, Tiffany. I'm not disagreeing with your motives or what the problem is. This law doesn't solve that, and no law can solve that. That's a problem of access to legal services. It doesn't matter what we write on the books. If someone doesn't have the means to go in and defend their rights, with the assistance of an attorney or someone, they're at the mercy.
I don't understand what you're saying, because there's legal public defenders, there's advocates of housing. We have someone here from Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition that will show up for people in court to make sure that this law is being paid attention to.
Okay.
So I don't understand
that. The law itself doesn't change that, except to the extent that it keeps somebody from having being forced out at the end of their lease.
But that's the point of the law.
Right.
Exactly.
That's what it provides.
That's what I'm saying. That's the whole point.
Okay.
So I don't know, you know, why there's a debate about that, but it's to protect that tenant of their rights inside of their apartment.
So what you basically tell you, Shane, is to make sure they have the proper representation when it's time for.
Not just proper representation, but they would have to have that landlord has to go before the judge with proof everything that he's saying of why he wants to evict his tenant.
Right.
That's called good cause eviction. It's not about just going to court with the buddy-buddy system and getting someone evicted or manipulating the tenant because they don't know their rights and getting them out of their apartment. That tenant with organizations like Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition will empower individuals in knowing their rights and showing them and standing side by side with them in that courtroom or with that landlord before he even gets to the courtroom.
Okay.
I think the point that Jeff was trying to make though is that, you know, to make it clear that's going to happen secondarily, that we'll have to make you communicate that there's organizations that will represent tenants. This law and show that you're guaranteed day for this.
Absolutely.
So, but just to make sure that no one comes in thinking that we're suddenly providing services.
No, the city has that with organizations.
Okay, this law.
Can we address the question of whether this goes to the legal committee?
Well, it will in a way, because the legal committee will meet before our next meeting where we vote on this. So in that sense, we can talk about it there. It's on our desk, though.
Oh, it's had to be voted on this evening.
No, we only put it on our desk tonight. Okay. So, lastly, fellas, can we have some silence over there, please? The amendment to change the code about smoking in the parks, as I told you at the last meeting, this is mainly in order to get the code in line with all kinds of tobacco products. And that we were asked to do that by a group, I can never remember the name of it. Michael, do you remember? Anyone? Tobacco-free something or other. Yeah, tobacco, whatever. But and the, part of doing this is that they're going to give us a whole new set of signage for Oakdale Park, for all the parks.
No cost to the city.
No cost to the city.
Is it the same color that we have, or they're picking their own color?
You'll see. Actually, the Hudson Youth have helped in designing the new.
Have you seen it?
No, I have. We will, though, before.
Can we see it?
Yeah, we'll see it.
Before we vote on
it? Well, we're just going to put this law on the table. This doesn't affect that directly.
And you said it's the youth department?
And the youth department, the Friends of Hudson Youth, they've all worked on this together with the tobacco-free group, whatever it's called, who is, of course, as I mentioned, paying for the entire thing. So this is just to put the law on our desks. Can I have an introduction? Ryan, a second, please. Dewan. Okay. Now, getting back to that, have you thought about the bells? The bells of...
first of all, how many people... my personal opinion is it's a wonderful thing to have a clock.
Right.
Time in the community. So three people complain from there in a community...
Where's all that top coming from?
When you jump to change the timing of the clock...
Can you keep it down back there? Because it's really hard to hear people tonight with the masks on.
One or two, who have got those, how many people complain in the mayor's office, but there's very few, I imagine. There's something that's been going on for decades. I looked across the street from that church for 10 years, and when it didn't shine, I was upset, and there's a very time when it didn't work. So that it's working again, and sometimes they complain, and then we have to move, and then makes this back and forth, and it seems like very, first of all, it's not good government. Secondly, we should keep, it's our charge, we should keep it ringing, rather than pay $6,000 to shut
Well, would you think the city would? I agree with everything you said, but does the city have an obligation?
Yes, we run it. We run it.
We run that.
Yes.
I think it should stay. Should remain. I know that several times, but the entire. I remember when the entire city went out. I remember when the entire city went out and the power was out, the bell was still going. The bell was going with time.
Anybody think it's a good idea?
So what if the bell is doing?
Ding,
12?
Ding, ding. It's 3 o'clock. That's what they're complaining about.
Well,
that's what it
rings on the hour.
Yeah. You're young to hear it. I'm close enough to hear it. I hear it, but it doesn't bother me. What bothers me is the car crashes, the shooting, the fight. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's not the church bell.
Okay, I guess we're not going to put forth a recommendation. It is expensive. It is expensive.
That $6,000 can go to the homeless. It can go to the youth department. So many things.
Okay.
Hold
on one second. Let's just see if anybody has any new business.
Except one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Related to parking. I'm going to send each of you an email with a link to a survey for residents in your wards. Jane has partnered on this with me before I joined the council. Related to just getting more resident sentiment about parking in the city. All of this is meant to be collected into a report that I'll send up to each of you also. That will be turned over in the RFI process for the parking survey that the tourism boards, I believe it was the tourism board funded, related to it, set aside funding for. Is that correct, Michael?
It was a separate grant.
No, it's a grant.
Oh, it's
a grant. It's a grant.
Yeah.
It's not tourism board.
So keep an eye out of your inboxes this week, and I'll pull it.
Okay. Anybody else on the council have anything?
Yes.
Anything from the public? Tiffany?
Yes.
Your motion.
I already made the
motion. Okay. Dewan second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
No.
The motion passes. We are finished.